would invite you to turn in the Three Forms of Unity booklet. I think there's copies on each side of the various benches. And we will read Lord's Day number 19, which you will find on page 29. And at this point, the Catechism is expounding the various words and phrases of the Apostles' Creed. When we read Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, when we read Jude, we just went through some of these verses with our confirmation class. Jude 3, the Scriptures speak of the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. What does that mean? Well, except that all that we need to know has been revealed. Recorded. And the measure of what we believe is the Scriptures. And so believers throughout history have come to the same conclusion. God has revealed Himself as the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of God's people. True God and true man. He makes the payment, the satisfaction for salvation. And of course, is there more in the Bible? Sure. When you boil things down, the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, and all that that means, maker of heaven and earth, and in His Son, how He was born, how He lived and died and rose, and of course, how all of that comes to benefit us. And that's really where we are in Lord's Day number 19, questions, answers 51 and 52. Read in recent weeks, what do you know? He ascended into heaven. That He sits at the right hand of God the Father. Well, it's an indication of His completed work. Of now His receiving glory for what He has accomplished. So questions, answers 51 and 52. I'll read the questions and we'll read the answers together. What does this glory of Christ, our head, profit us? First, that by His Holy Spirit, He pours out heavenly gifts upon us, His members. Then, that by His grace, He defends and preserves us against all enemies. What comfort is it to you that Christ shall come to judge the living and the dead? That in all my sorrows and persecutions, I, with uplifted head, look for the very one who offered Himself for me to the judgment of God and removed all curse from me to come as judge from heaven, who will cast all His and my enemies into everlasting condemnation, but shall take me with all His chosen ones to Himself in heavenly joy and glory. All right, in recent weeks we've discussed the ascension, the coronation, if you will, the session of Christ to the throne, and what we believe happens next. And what we believe happens next is kind of imprinted on the church calendar. We mark Good Friday, or Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter, and a couple of weeks we'll have Ascension Day, 40 days after Easter, and then 10 days after that we mark what's called Pentecost, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And so part and parcel with our convictions about the enthronement of Christ, the fact that He's going to come again to judge the living and the dead, is that we take Him at His word. In fact, I asked the confirmant today, what is the Great Commission? And I think they started out with the second half of the Great Commission. They says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Is that the Great Commission? Well, it's part of it. The verse before it is what provides the confidence, the assurance, where Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's not a future reign. That's not someday, one day. That was that day. After His resurrection, as He's being ascended, He says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto Me. Therefore, because Christ is on the throne, because He is Lord, not of some, because He is Lord of all, go, do what I say. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." And so our assurance of Christ's glory, best verse for this, one of the best verses for this besides the Great Commission, the last part of Ephesians chapter 1, where we're told that He has been given a name above every name, authority over all authority, been made head over all things, then this little phrase, "for the church, which is His body." Does Christ have an interest in us? In a congregation like Northland Reformed? Absolutely. Others? Surely. Everyone that names the name of the Lord, everyone who receives His word, serves and obeys the King, worships Him in spirit and in truth. He says, "I'll be with you always. I'll uphold you with My powerful hand." And the next question there, what comfort is it to you that Christ shall come to judge the living and the dead? In the confirmation class, I think the question, well, what redemptive event are we still waiting for? What event is yet future? And of course, the one major event that we're waiting for is the return of Christ, is the judgment of the great white throne. Is there confusion about how all of that's going to work out? Surely. But as Alistair Begg says, the main things, and maybe other people say it too, the main thing is the plain things. The fundamental truths is what we need to go on. And so we live confident of the fact that that the same Lord Jesus Christ who ascended is going to descend one more time. That He will judge all. You want to know what we believe about the end times? Look on the back of your bulletin there. The Belgian Confession's explanation of the last judgment. It's just as clear as can be. Finally, we believe according to the Word of God, when the time appointed by the Lord, which is unknown to all creatures, is come, and the number of the elect complete, that our Lord Jesus Christ will come from heaven, corporally and visibly, as He ascended, with great glory and majesty to declare Himself judge of the living and the dead, burning this old world with fire and flame to cleanse it. And it goes on. Then will be the end. Then will be the judgment. Then will be all things. What that realization thought does for the wicked, it instills fear. If you read through the book of Revelation, they say, "Oh, wish the mountains would fall on us." You know, much better to repent. Yeah. But for God's people, a source of an insatiable comfort, longing, satisfaction, a hungering for that which yet awaits, for which we look for when our Lord will come.